This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen, and along with the insane Daryl Wayne, we're going to present some ideas and topics during the next 2 hours that touch each and every one of us, from exercising after the age of 50 in a dojo.
Yeah.
Learning karate and all that Karate Kid stuff. Maybe it's the Karate Senior. I'm not sure. To finding out more about plant-based medicine. We're going to be exploring a new foundation that is educating the public about brain aneurysms. We'll be talking about stopping smoking in the gay, lesbian, transgender community. And we'll also spend some time with our good friend, Robert Clancy, as we wrap up our show today. All righty. How are you, Daryl?
I am fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy. And we have Josh Lane, who's a host and in our studio today, and he'll hang out a little bit too. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Mark.
Let's go to Brian Hershkovitz, and I hope I got that right. Brian,
close. Very close.
All right. Is it
Hershkovitz?
Hershkovitz.
Yeah.
Okay.
But close.
All right. You're Brian.
I give you a pass on.
All right. Thank you. Brian, amongst other things, he's a producer. He's a screenwriter. He teaches screenwriting, but he also teaches karate, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and other martial arts. And he's over 50 years old, and he still competes. By the way, do you compete against younger guys?
I do, actually. I'm a glutton for punishment, and I still compete against the guys who are 20 years old, 19, 20, 21.
And you wipe them all over the place.
Yeah. On rare occasions, I wipe them all over the place.
Gotcha.
But I'm still competitive. I'm not on the national, international level that I used to be. My sport, personally, I do have a black belt in karate, but my competition is in judo and jiu-jitsu.
So what's the difference?
Well, they're each unique martial arts. Judo and jiu-jitsu actually have the same foundation. They both came from a Japanese style of jiu-jitsu and evolved into first judo and then from that into Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
How did it go from Japan to Brazil?
Well, the history of it's kind of interesting. There was a gentleman who was brought over from Japan to be one of a contingent of instructors. This is in the early 1920s, of instructors at West Point in martial arts. And that was Roosevelt actually invited him over. He was a student of the man who created judo, a guy named Jigoro Kano. And that was an offshoot of Japanese jiu-jitsu. One of the students was a gentleman by the name of Maeda. Maeda ended up in New York, started a career in tough man competition. He was about 140 pounds, 145 pounds, 1,000 matches, never lost.
Oh, my.
He ended up going from New York to Cuba to, and then to Brazil, rather. Ended up in Brazil, taught the Carlos, a guy named Carlos Gracie, who was the patriarch of the Gracie Studios in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So that's really the origins of and how judo, jiu-jitsu became judo, judo became Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, are martial arts, would that be a good thing for Daryl and me? You've been doing boxing. You've done boxing.
I have.
Right.
And also, Sao Paulo has the largest concentration of Japanese aside from Tokyo.
Right.
Wow.
I'm not sure why that is, but they did have a very large influx of Japanese influence. In fact, some of the... In the early 1970s, some of the top judo competitors in the world coming out of Brazil. And in the modern era of mixed martial arts and Brazilian jiu-jitsu was really started by this Gracie studio of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and that's where the UFC came from. That's what it was born out of. So that's where it came from. But in terms of, you know, being an older person who is starting to get into the martial arts, I think first and foremost you want to have a foundation for good health. And one of the things that I see as people age is they, you know, life intrudes, children intrude, business intrudes, and we all find ourselves with less and less time to take care of our health. And anytime you have any kind of discipline, in a physical discipline, whether it's judo, whether it's karate, whether it's boxing, where you get up and you move and you're doing it on a regular basis, I think you improve the foundation for your health.
You, your partner in the Horror Equity Fund, Marlon,
yes,
told me the other day he lost 30 pounds with working out.
Yeah, I'll pat myself on the back a little bit just because I think I was a positive influence on him. The fact that he was seeing me in the gym, you know, working out on a fairly regular basis, and that I was in pretty good shape and still able to kind of hang with the youngsters at my ripe old age. I think that helped inspire him to say, you know, I've got to take care of my health.
And now he's going to go into tap dancing.
That's right.
Right.
Yes, he is. That's true.
Right.
He's got his own like little tap dance floor, and he's ready to.
He takes classes.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a dancer, but the music stops at my waist.
Here's the thing: it's never too late.
Got it. Is that true with martial arts? I mean, can people? I mean, they have to have a certain amount of dexterity, and they have to be able to walk, I suppose.
Walking helps. Definitely
right.
helps. You know, I will tell you that there are now masters in different disciplines, you know, and masters being anybody that starts at 35 on up. And there are in judo, and judo honestly is one of the more physically demanding in terms of, you know, the risks to your body, because there are a lot of throws, so it's a very heavy contact sport. And, you know, when you start getting up to 60, 70, 80, you do become more fragile. However, if you start early enough and you continue to work at it, you're kind of injury-proofing yourself to a certain degree, although there are certain risks that come with the sport itself, because it is martial art, and it is something that's interactive. It's not like the one thing about karate is you can do katas and forms and never have to touch another person. In judo and jiu-jitsu, that's not the case. And jiu-jitsu is a little less taxing on the body. You don't have quite the same contact and intense contact that you do in judo. But in both cases, I just came from the World Jiu-Jitsu Championships about a month ago.
How'd you do?
I took bronze. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, yeah.
Thank you very much. But the competitors that were there, I was one of the older competitors. They go up to 65, maybe even 70 years old.
But you started, you were 6 or 8.
I was 6 years old when I started, competed, you know, growing up, state champion of Texas when I was 8, and then continued to compete, had some health issues when I was very young, ended up in a wheelchair bound for about a year, came back from that, competed on a national level, and eventually made it to the Olympic trials in 1980. Was the year that we decided to not go. It was the year that everybody went. That was in Moscow, and we were having issues with the Russian.
But you've competed in the 1980 U.S. Collegiate Championships,
yep.
The 1985 World Maccabiah Games,
yep.
That was in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You studied in Japan.
I did.
Is this, I mean, you're a screenwriter and a producer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's your
That's my
your,
day job.
Your day job.
Yeah.
But you teach at night?
No, I have one day a week at the Hollywood Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Dojo. I teach their judo class. And that's, again, you know, because they're similar sports, that they're similar foundation and different rules. And the jiu-jitsu guys can really benefit from a judo education, and judo guys can really benefit from a jiu-jitsu education. There's a nice crossover there.
Are you teaching adults or are you teaching kids?
I teach adults.
Adults.
I don't have anything against kids, just don't have any kids that I'm teaching.
Gotcha. And did you teach your own kids how to do this?
A little bit. I have two daughters. One studied karate and got her black belt, and of course, not to be outdone, I decided, well, I'm going to get my black belt too. So I was her underling in karate for a while. The other one, they both took a little bit of judo from me, but it was something that just wasn't in the cards for them. They both wanted to be dancers and singers and actors, so they went off to do that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And of course, Dad could put him in his own movies.
Exactly.
Right. Brian Hershkovitz is our guest. We're talking about exercising after the age of 50 and using karate as well as Brazilian jiu-jitsu as a form of exercise. When I think of karate, I think of the Karate Kid. And
well, let me just kind of, because again, you know, although I do have a black belt in karate, judo and jiu-jitsu are really my first sport and love.
Got it.
So, and let me just tell you a little bit about the difference. So that
sure,
the karate is fundamentally a striking art. So it's It's punches and kicks. And that's, in that way, you are defending yourself against an opponent. In judo and jiu-jitsu, they're grappling sports. Judo's foundation comes from the ability to take an opponent using your movement, or their movement, actually, to your advantage, taking them to the ground, where you then can submit them either with a choke, an armbar, or a pin.
So it's more like wrestling.
It is grappling. Yeah, almost exactly like grappling. It's a type of grappling. And then in jiu-jitsu, there is less emphasis on getting your opponent, forcing your opponent to the ground. It's more about what happens after you're on the ground. So then it's much more focused on the grappling, the arm bars, chokes, leg bars they had in jiu-jitsu, toe bars, things like that, things that are submission techniques. And all of these were arts that were designed to help a person take care of themselves in battle, in combat.
Mr. Miyagi, the insane Daryl Wayne, has started the music. We have to take a time out to do some business. We'll be back with Brian Hershkovitz. What's the name of your book?
It's Process to Product, A Practical Guide for the Screenwriter.
So he does everything, guys. And if he does, if you don't write the way he wants you to, I guess he beats you up.
I would definitely come over to your house.
Yes, exactly, and get it right.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Mr. Miyagi, Daryl, and I, and Daryl and Josh Lane return along with Brian. As Late Night Health continues, we invite you to join us on Facebook.com/LateNightHealth and, of course, LateNightHealth.com. Don't go away. Much more coming up.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Just when you think you're down for the count with Parkinson's, current research reveals that forced intense exercise increases neuroplasticity in the brain. Non-contact programs developed by Rocksteady Boxing directly address the familiar symptoms of balance, tremors, shuffling, freezing, and even depression. Title Boxing Club in Newbury Park and its trainers are certified by Rocksteady to conduct hour-long PD Fighters classes several times a week to give Parkinson's sufferers a sense of accomplishment as well as some relief from the devastation caused by this immobilization. Disease. There's no need to suffer alone. PD Fighter classes are open to all ages and the camaraderie is inspiring. Fight back against Parkinson's and its many debilitating symptoms at Title Boxing Club in Newbury Park. 805-498-4822. Don't take Parkinson's lying down. Fight back with certified traders and the staff that know what you're going through and how to help. 805-498-4822. Title Boxing Club, going the full round with you and your fight against Parkinson's.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-6030. That's 1-800-616-6030.
Late Night Health continues in about 10 or 12 minutes from now. Sylvie Beljanski, the vice president of the Beljanski Foundation, will be joining us, talking to us about plant-based medicines. I'm really looking forward to talking to her. She was on the show again about a month and a half ago, and I invited her to come back because we just didn't get a chance to finish. Lots of information, lots of new work being done in the research of plant-based medicines, not pharmaceuticals. And we'll find out more about that from Sylvie coming up here on Late Night Health. Right now we go to Brian Hershkovitz, and Brian is a martial artist. He's still competing. He's almost 59 years old, and he not only teaches, he still competes. You have a philosophy about working out. I mean, we had coffee the other day, you and I, and we, I mean, you're rock solid, man.
Yeah, knock on wood, so far so good.
Right.
You know, I my feeling is that you have to kind of make a promise to yourself and make a commitment that, you know, working out and taking care of your health is kind of an appointment that you make on a regular basis. And I try and get into the gym 3 days a week. I try to mix up my workouts. I do a lot of what are called plyometrics that deal exactly with the type of movements that I'm involved with in martial arts. And I also try to do high-intensity workouts. There's a protocol, I don't know if you've ever heard of, called the Tabata protocol.
No.
Okay. It's a very interesting way of increasing your stamina and your endurance in a very short period of time. And one of the things that happens is, you know, as life intrudes, we start getting excuses for, well, I don't have 2 hours to go to the gym, and I have to find parking and all that stuff. The truth is, there was a Japanese professor who did a study with 200 students. He took 100 of them and had them do 45 minutes of a medium-intensity workout, aerobic workout.
Right.
And then he took another 100, and he had them do a one-minute warm-up, 4 minutes of interval training that was extremely intense, and then a three-minute warm-down, 8 minutes total workout. And at the end of a month, he measured their oxygen consumption, their conditioning, and the guys that had been on the 8-minute protocol, the Tabata protocol, increased their CO2, their O2 usage, their efficiency, and their conditioning by 15% over the other control group.
Well, that's amazing. We have a regular contributor, Dr. Greg Salaya, who talks about interval training because he says it works.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's about intensity. How hard are you pushing yourself for how long? And this protocol, what he did is you would do 20 seconds of a, they were using a bicycle at the time, 20 seconds sprints, 10 seconds rest, 20 seconds sprint, 10 seconds rest. Do that for 8 repetitions. And that takes the 4 minutes.
Wow.
You can do that with burpees. You can do it with sprinting. You can do it with just about anything. You don't have to be at a gym. It allows you to increase your conditioning in a very short period of time. I do that, but I don't do that on a regular basis. On other days, I'll do 45 minutes, or I'll mix it up because I don't want my body to get into a habit of doing exactly the same exercise every time.
So you do mix it up. One of the things that always just frazzles me is you get on a treadmill and you jog run for an hour,
right?
And then it has a calorie counter, and it says 13 calories, you know,
right.
in the hour. That's, you know, it's you're not even burning a glass of water.
Yeah. Right? One of the things I found with the Tabata protocol in the high intensity is that you get an afterburn effect, which means that when you've increased your intensity, after you've completed the exercise, you're still burning calories. It also, they found that it lowers your cholesterol. And if you think about it, you know, if you're really pushing yourself, you know, to a certain limit, you're kind of like increasing the pressure through the arteries and veins that help carry fat and everything through the system. And, of course, as an older gentleman, as an older woman, you want to make sure that you're healthy enough to do that, that you have a doctor's okay, and that you can start that kind of a program. But you want to work up to that higher intensity and get to a place where you're able to push yourself a little bit. The more you're able to do that, the more your bottom line conditioning improves. And then I do a lot of weights that are whole body exercises, things like taking a dumbbell and squatting with it, and on standing up, throwing it from hand to hand, balance. Particularly for older people, balance becomes crucially important.
Absolutely.
Probably one of the biggest, I think, causes of injury and death in elderly men and women is falling.
Absolutely. They get dizzy, they fall.
Yep.
And that's, you know, especially as you're even older than 58, 59.
Absolutely.
One of the things, Brian, that strikes me as being interesting is that you and I have similar body types.
Yeah.
Except my stomach is a little bit larger. Is this also, can it be used for protection? And
of course.
I only, you know, can you use it to take somebody down if they're threatening you?
Yeah, I mean, that was the initial reason for the martial arts and studying martial arts was as self-defense. The only downside to it is it's not something that you can walk out and stop a bullet with.
Got
so
it.
As long as it's just being, yeah, as long as it's just hand-to-hand, you're in pretty good shape. But
Brian, we are out of time. I really appreciate it. Brian, we'll have a link to his favorite dojo, a picture of him handling a much larger man. I saw that. And some other information about Brian as well at latenighthealth.com. Brian, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Say hi to Marlon, and we will talk. Okay? I'm just trying to get us parts in a movie, Daryl. Okay? You got that. All right. In just a couple minutes, Sylvie Beljansky will be joining us. Don't go away.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Late Night Health continues. A month and a half ago, I met Sylvie Beljanski. She's the vice president of the nonprofit Beljanski Foundation based in New York City. And I was taken with her, as you will be again, because of her wonderful voice. An accent. It's very, very sexy. Sylvie has a law degree, was admitted to the French bar, and at the same time has spent years promoting research based on what her father did. Sylvie, welcome back to Late Night Health.
Hello, Mark, and thank you for having me again. It's a pleasure to
It is certainly our pleasure. Your background, how do you blend your work with the foundation, and do you still work as an attorney as well?
Oh, no, I have no time to work as an attorney. I enjoyed very much going to law school, but when I started to work with the Beljanski Foundation, it became very quickly a full-time adventure. And I stopped working as a lawyer, and I love it. I mean, the background that I have as the legal field has been very, very helpful. It stays with you forever. But what I am doing is actually much more my calling than working in a law firm. So,
you're a lot of lawyers become lawyers and then find out that they'd rather do something else. You did. You were one of those.
Absolutely.
Right. Let's take a look at the Beljanski Foundation and its mission. My understanding is that it's designed to help promote plant-based medicine. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. The Beljanski Foundation is a 501c3 charitable organization based in New York City, and its mission is to study natural, non-toxic answers to cancer and other chronic diseases, and also, most importantly, to share the knowledge. It's not about making profits with drugs. It's about sharing an information that can make a difference in people's lives.
How would products designed or developed or researched by the foundation, how would that differ from a pharmaceutical?
Well, pharmaceutical products are most often synthetic because they are based on patents, and patents in order to get a patent, you have to have something which is new. So in order to create something new, it has to be something synthetic which is twisted from nature. Because if it is coming directly from nature, it's not new, and you cannot patent it. So the industry cannot make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why what we are working with is coming from a completely different approach. It's not, again, it's not about patent and return on investment. It's about looking for molecules that the body can recognize and make the most of it. And it happens that natural molecules are much more in sync with our body than synthetic. So our body recognizes there is much less toxicity and can make the most of it.
We've talked about this on the show, and I'll give my opinion that Big Pharma doesn't necessarily want to cure cancer because it's a multi-billion-dollar, if not trillion-dollar, worldwide business. Could you comment on that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, even we were not, you know, all born at the time. I mean, we know that trillions indeed of dollars have been spent on the cancer industry and the so-called war on cancer since Nixon declared, you know, war on cancer in Congress in 1971. Where are we now? About 40, 45 years later, we are still cutting, burning, poisoning for, you know, surgery, radiotherapy, chemotherapy are, you know, the main approach to cancer. We have not made much progress. Why? I believe it's because we have not looked to the right place. So we have not found answers that would make a difference. Why we are not looking at the right place? Probably, once again, because the industry intimately led to try to make money and get return on the research. So the research was directed genetically, you know, based, engineered drugs. And maybe that's not where we can find an answer.
And so the what sets the Beljansky Foundation apart would be their directive, cure the disease. And make it available to everybody. Would that be a simple definition?
Well, the Beljansky Foundation is not making treatments.
Right.
We are making research. What would set us apart is that my father's idea that cancer is not a direct result from a mutation. We know that only 8% of cancers result from a genetic mutation. Most of the cancers result actually from a cumulative and progressive destabilization of the DNA due to the environment. So my father had the idea to look for environmental toxins and study how they can induce cancer. And then he said that if nature came up with natural carcinogens, nature had also probably created natural anti-carcinogens. And he screened a lot of botanicals to find such molecules that would have those properties. Then once he found a little number of botanicals able to do so, he studied them with the same rigorous approach as pharmaceutical companies would study drugs.
Double-blind studies and that kind of...
Yes, you know, in vitro, in vivo, all those things. And then he published everything he was doing.
Plant-based medicine has been around for literally thousands of years. Ayurvedic medicine in India is one thing that comes to my mind. Are there other examples of plant-based medicines or tonics, if you will, that can help people and that are inexpensive.
Socrates said, "Let thy food be thy medicine." Medicine, synthetic medicine, chemical medicine, as we know it, started at the 19th century with the development of chemistry. Before that, all we had, Ayurvedic, but all around the world, what mankind had was food, plants, that's all that existed to treat ourselves.
When I think of plant-based medicines, I think of limes and the British fleet, right? And they had limes there to prevent scurvy.
Absolutely. Christopher Columbus knew already that citrus and oranges would help to prevent scurvy, so that's why he loaded his boats, his ships, with agrums when he came to discover America. So we have known for forever that plants can make a difference and help treat but also prevent disease.
Our guest is Sylvie Beljansky. She's the vice president of the nonprofit Beljansky Foundation. By the way, if you're going to be in New York City in December, and I wish I was, they're celebrating Natural Sources' 20th anniversary, and in partnership with the Beljansky Foundation, Natural Sources organizing a symposium for healthcare professionals on Saturday, December 3rd, in New York. There's going to be a roster of experts in a range of fields. The symposium will present both advancements in the field of holistic medicine and the promising results, and then the Beljansky Foundation is hosting a fundraiser that same evening at a historic New York City venue. Oh, I want to be there. I love New York. Sylvie, how did you decide to join the foundation? I mean, the foundation is part of your father's legacy, correct?
It is. It seemed the best way to continue to carry on with his legacy. My father has been considered by many as the father of environmental medicine. He has been coined as the first green biologist. And after his passing, I wanted to carry on with his legacy. So I started this foundation. My mother spent 45 years at the Pasteur Institute in the lab with my father as the president. And we try to continue research programs in partnership with renowned American universities. We have been working in partnership with Columbia University on prostate cancer, with Kansas University Medical Cancer on pancreatic and ovarian cancer. We have been working with Cancer Treatment Centers of America on platelets, maintaining platelets during chemotherapy. We are now working on stem cells. We have beautiful results, and upcoming next scientific publications will be on cancer stem cells, and this is done also with Kansas University.
I know that I have a study here in front of me. It says that one of the difference that your research can impact and make a difference on millions and millions of people is that there's a small fruit that looks like a red currant that's shown to be effective combating ovarian cancer, and both alone and in combination with chemotherapy. Can you just mention that for a brief moment?
Well, my father focused on plant extracts, which are able to make a difference at the level of the DNA. So they are not gender or organ specific. His very last publication show that actually one of the two main extracts he has been working with was working on different, as much as 16 different kinds of cancer cells.
Oh my gosh.
So it is the same botanical extracts that we have been using for prostate cancer research at Columbia University, at on ovarian and pancreatic research.
Sylvie, we have to take a time out for a few moments. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. By the way, if somebody is interested in finding out more about the foundation, what is the URL, the website?
Belshansky.org. BELJANSKI.org.
And you can always go to latenighthealth.com. We have Sylvie's pretty picture up there and more information too. All right, Sylvie and I return. Don't go away. More coming up here on Late Night Health.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Just when you think you're down for the count with Parkinson's, current research reveals that forced intense exercise increases neuroplasticity in the brain. Non-contact programs developed by Rocksteady Boxing directly address the familiar symptoms of balance, tremors, shuffling, freezing, and even depression. Title Boxing Club in Newberry Park and its trainers are certified by Rocksteady to conduct hour-long PD Fighters classes several times a week to give Parkinson's sufferers a sense of accomplishment as well as some relief from the devastation caused by this immobilization. Disease. There's no need to suffer alone. PD Fighter classes are open to all ages and the camaraderie is inspiring. Fight back against Parkinson's and its many debilitating symptoms at Title Boxing Club in Newberry Park. 805-498-4822. Don't take Parkinson's lying down. Fight back with certified trainers and the staff that know what you're going through and how to help. 805-498-4822. Title Boxing Club, going the full round with you and your fight against Parkinson's.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Late Night Help continues. I'm Mark Allen. During our next hour, Bob Gordon is going to talk to us about smoking in the LGBT community and why it's very important for people in the community to stop smoking. Bob Gordon will be joining us in just a little bit. And, of course, we'll wrap up our show today with Robert Clancy talking about his book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul. Right now, we're spending time with Sylvie Beljanski, and we're talking about plant-based or botanical medicines. And it occurred to me, Sylvie, during the break, that, you know, a lot of our pharmaceuticals, starting with the very first one, aspirin, is based on plants. I mean, aspirin's based, I think, on willow bark. But they found a way to process it instead of just chewing it. Because Native Americans knew that if they chewed this bark, pain would go away and reduce fever.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, most of the drugs are actually developed on the base of a natural molecule existing in botanicals, and then they tweak it and to make it look like new, get a patent. And after that, they need a synthetic molecule to develop products on a massive scale. It is very, very difficult to grow enough botanicals to sell around the world. Only small production can hope to a natural compound can only lead to a small production, which is not going to cover the world needs.
I have a thought that just popped into my head, and that is we were talking about the extract that comes from the red currant that has shown great progress in combating ovarian cancer. Is this going to be, when it comes to market, will it be expensive?
Natural compounds, generally, their price is much lower than drugs, especially when you look at the outrageous prices of recent drugs that have come to market in the field of cancer. But indeed, there is they are more expensive than, let's say, cheap supplements that are made also in large quantities. And in many supplements, you can see also both natural compounds and synthetic compounds. It is important to know that all supplements are not made by small companies and they are not all natural products. There are a lot of big players in the field of supplements, and especially in big chains that are sold around the country.
Right.
It is synthetic compounds.
A lot of big pharmaceutical companies are buying up supplement companies and running them because there is an enormous need, not only in this country, but throughout the world, for natural products without side effects that are effective, that really do work. In our remaining time, let's talk about the fact that you're going to be helping to celebrate Natural Sources' 20th anniversary in partnership with the Beljanski Foundation on Saturday, December 3rd. A whole roster of experts are going to be there at the symposium. And then I guess there's a fundraiser that night in New York City that the Beljanski Foundation is hosting, correct?
Absolutely. We'll be at the Lotus Club, which is a beautiful venue on the 6th Street in Manhattan. It's an old French building, actually.
Ah.
And we are going to host a full day of scientific symposium. There will be scientists coming from all the big institutions we have been working with as a foundation over the past almost 20 years now. And they are going to present their research. And at the end of the day, we will have
We'll have a party. There'll be a party.
And also, you know, it's going to be the opportunity to support the work of the foundation, because we this is very expensive research.
We are out of time, Sylvie. I apologize, but what we're going to do is we're going to say, go to beljanski.org, BELJANSKI.org, go to latenighthealth.com. We're out of time. Sylvie, you will be back. Don't go away. More coming up.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment. If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity
opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150, 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.